So the three big policies I'm running on are, one, the freedom dividend, because a lot of Americans are seeing their paychecks not keep up with their expenses. Number two is we need to get healthcare off the backs of businesses and families and move towards a single payer system, Medicare for all, because as an entrepreneur, it makes it harder to hire people. When you do hire people, you want to make them contractors and not full-time employees. It makes it harder for people to start businesses because they're concerned about keeping their healthcare for their families. So we got to get healthcare off the backs of businesses and families and try and make the economy more dynamic. And the third thing is, and I reference my wife when I talk about this, so my wife is at home with our two boys, 6 and 3, one of whom is autistic. And what I say is, like, what is her work valued at in GDP? And then people think about it and they're like, I don't know. And I'm like, zero. Because GDP like doesn't consider that actual economic contribution. And then I say, what we have to do is we have to actually evolve from GDP as a measuring stick. Because it actually doesn't work for us. It's almost 100 years old. We made it up during the Great Depression. Self-driving trucks are going to drive GDP way up, but it's going to be very, very bad for many people and communities. So we have to actually change the measuring sticks to something that would actually make our economy work for us, make it so that the market serves us instead of all us being inputs to the market. Because if we're all inputs to the market, we lose to robots and AI.